I've heard it said that politics and patriotism are two sides of the same coin. Citizenship is like currency. You get what you pay for. When we insist on getting something for nothing, we risk being cheated. Today, we find ourselves in a situation where many demand protection and benefits without obligation or service. Anything worth doing is hard. Good citizenship means doing your own homework, making up your own mind, and questioning authority when it's necessary. Don't kid yourself. They serve us, or we will serve them. Hello, I'm Dustin Oldham, and you're listening to an ATS member podcast. For the next 10 minutes, by popular demand, I'll be talking to you about the potential for U.S. economic decline. I recently started a new discussion thread on AboveTopSecret.com called The Politics of Economic Depression. I've been talking about the potential for U.S. economic downturn on the internet consistently since 2004. Unfortunately, some of my early work no longer survives because certain of those websites no longer exist. I'm happy to say that consistently since April of 2006, many of my thoughts and essays can still be found on AboveTopSecret.com. It is my opinion that the United States has been destined for an economic downturn since President Clinton signed the North American Free Trade Agreement into law back in the mid to late 1990s. When the Congress ratified NAFTA, they all but drove a stake through the heart of the American economy. Ever since then, it's been my opinion that we've been doing a long, slow bleed. Terms of NAFTA have been overtly and covertly hostile to the American consumer. Corporations have, for the most part, had free rein to export jobs, to move their corporate headquarters and legal records outside of U.S. jurisdiction, and the whole thing has created a hostile atmosphere in which the American citizen and his dollar are no longer particularly highly valued or even cared for in some quarters. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not betting my house on this thing. This is not something that I want to have happened at all. But let's look at the facts for what they are. From the period of 1998 to 2008, a large number of America's most successful corporations have pulled up stake and moved their headquarters overseas, and in quite a few cases, they've moved their heavy manufacturing assets to China. Now, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to understand that when any country has its industrial heart ripped out, that there will be consequences for that. If absolutely nothing else happens, the process of globalization accelerates, and because we lose our national self-sufficiency, we ultimately lose our place on the world stage as a superpower. It's interesting to note that they don't teach economics in high school anymore. Back in the day, when I was in high school, when I sat in my economics class and tried really hard not to fall asleep, they used to tell us that an economy that produces nothing is worth nothing. They were, of course, talking about the so-called service economy. You know, if everybody works for McDonald's and Taco Bell and Blockbuster, the simple truth of the matter is that we're not actually making anything. A friend of mine works in Hollywood, California, and he recently reported to me that on a visit to a Hollywood movie set, he was having a look at the lights and the cameras and the sound equipment, and none of it was made in the United States. He then went back to his job as a film editor and took a look at the decks and things in his studio and discovered that they too, while they did have some American labels, they weren't actually made in this country. Now, I'm not going to waste your time with the whole self-sufficiency rant. This is obvious for what it is. My personal webpage is not hard to find, and if you've been there, then you already know what I have to say on this topic. So let's move on to other things. As noted in previous podcasts, the Bush administration is doing every reckless thing in its power to ensure that the economy simply doesn't collapse in total on its watch. Mr. Bush has, he's pretty much retreated and he's not trying to sell us the load of baloney about a rough patch anymore. Within recent weeks, Treasury Secretary Paulson has in fact used the R word. He has said, and I quote, "We are in fact in a recession." As I make this recording, 1 week ago, President Bush announced a reorganization of the Federal Reserve Bank. It's already a commonly known fact that the Federal Reserve Bank is actually a privately held corporation established in 1913, which is run by the United States government. In many respects, it's almost as if the Federal Reserve Bank has a no-bid Halliburton-style contract to manage and print the U.S. dollar. Now, yes, I know that the dollar is actually printed inside the U.S. Treasury. I've been there. I've taken the walkthrough tour. It's all very informative, but I mean, let's face facts here. The tail is wagging the dog. The Federal Reserve has far more power to influence the U.S. economy than it should. And it's worth noting that this president seems to be willing to burn the bridge at both ends so that his feet don't get wet until at least January 20th of 2009. Now, the simple fact of the matter is that you and I really can't do anything to stop what's coming or to change anybody's mind about what's coming. So we have to look to our own needs. That's why you keep hearing the same saw from me and other people about paying off your debts, clear your plastic, check your retirement accounts. Anybody who's going to retire in the next 5 years had better do a rethink, because you might be retiring during the worst part of the recession. Now, bear in mind that before we actually get to a full throttle deep in the gutter depression, we're going to go through a nice, long, nasty, terrible recession. Your spending power is going to decrease. Many of us will be unemployed as the dollar continues to be worth less and less on the international markets. It'll be worth less and less at your local market. Imagine spending $4 for a loaf of bread, $6 or $7 for a gallon of milk, and let's go so far as to say $8 for a gallon of gas. All of these things become possible before we actually hit the pit of real, bad, nasty, Grapes of Wrath-style depression. For those of you who are interested in doing a little educational reading, break out your pencil and take this down. The Grapes of Wrath is a novel written by John Steinbeck. It was published in 1939. You can get inexpensive modern paperbacks of this thing off Amazon today, and it was a chronicle of life during the worst part of the Great Depression, which took place between 1929 and approximately December 7th of 1941. I know some of you historical types are going to argue with me about those dates, but that's for a later podcast. During the Depression of the 1930s, U.S. unemployment nationwide, border to border, was approximately 25%. Under the current circumstances that we now face today, because we have got no heavy manufacturing jobs, it's going to be a lot harder for us to dig ourselves out of this hole when it comes to developing new jobs, repairing old infrastructure, and making the economy of the future. If you can imagine the potential of 25% unemployment today, it would actually be much worse today than it was back then, because back in the day, the average person had skills that they don't have today. Most of us want to run crying to our mommies when the microwave oven stops working. How in the world are we going to cope when our entertainment budgets are gone and it's a huge sacrifice just to keep the car, never mind putting gas in it? The entire experience is going to be very shocking for the average white-collar family. And forget trying to ride out those hard times on your credit cards, because the credit card companies themselves are going to jack up the interest rates. You could see 40%. That wouldn't be unreasonable considering what they're going to be going through. You should expect that at least 10% of all existing credit cards will simply be canceled by the companies that issued them. Some people are just going to be considered too much of a bad debt risk, and they may just cut you off and just take it as a wash. So if there's anything about this discussion that's interesting to you, please come to AboveTopSecret.com, find my Conspiracy Master Forum, look for the thread labeled U.S. Economic Depression, click on in and grab your keyboard and have your say. Until next time, I'm Justin Oldham, and you've been listening to an ATS member podcast.